The Warrior, novelette from Mean Streets, takes place between Small Favor and Turncoat and before Last Call. Once upon a time, when moving into a new neighborhood, I spent a few days meeting the new neighbors. Nothing big, just visits to say hello, introduce myself to the other family with children my son's age, another family with a high school-age daughter who often babysat for the other families on the street, the usual sort of thing. I had a bunch of innocuous interactions with them that didn't look like anything special at the time. Fast forward 5 years. Over the next few years, I came to learn that some of the most inane, unimportant little things I had done or said in that time had impacted several of my neighbors in enormous ways. Not necessarily good or bad, but significantly, and generally in a positive fashion, or so it seemed to me. If I'd chosen different words to speak, or timed my actions only slightly differently, it might well have altered their lives. And if I hadn't been paying close attention, I might not have realized it had happened at all. It was my first real-life lesson in the law of unintended consequences, and the basis of my belief that big, important things are built from small and commonplace things, and that even our little acts of petty, everyday good or evil have a cumulative effect on our world. A lot of religions make a distinction between light and darkness and paint portraits of dramatic battles between their champions. But maybe the fight on the ground is a lot more common than we ever really think. It happens every day, and a lot of the time we might not even be aware that it's going on, until 5 years later, I guess. Our smallest actions and choices matter. They tell us about who we are. That was the idea I tried to carry into The Warrior. That, and the idea that what seems like a good thing or a bad thing might not be either, seen from another point of view. Many readers were upset with Michael's fate at the end of Small Favor. How horrible that a character who was basically so decent got handed such a horrible fate, being shot and crippled for life by the champions of hell itself. What a tragedy that he couldn't continue the fight. Judge for yourself how tragic it was for him.